Now, tell me about your father.
City Counselling on 95BFM, our weekly chat with the good people of Auckland Council.
As part of the 2022 budget allocation for transport, the government has announced a two-month extension to the half-price fares scheme. The cheaper fares have been a part of the government's response to the cost of living crisis, but are currently only a temporary measure. For this week's fortnightly chat with Auckland City Councillor Pippa Coombe, we discuss the extension of the scheme announced in the budget, how it's been performing so far, and what might be possible as a permanent solution. I began by asking Pippa how Aucklanders are likely to benefit from this extension.
Well, it was a bright part of the budget to hear about the extension because it's been going really well in Auckland and been well received. So I think that's good news for Aucklanders and also getting people back into public transport. There's probably the bounce back as people return to work, but I think it is attracting people onto public transport, taking advantage of the half price. I used it last week to come back from the airport. Only cost $2.70 all the way from airport to Britomart.
To date, how has the half-price transport scheme been performing? I know you just mentioned that more people are using it. Have we seen a really wide uptake in public transport usage? And what might this mean for future investment?
Well, I think it's difficult at the moment to know exactly the impact of the half-price fares because a lot of it is a bounce back from people coming into the office again and returning onto public transport. But the indications are that it is having an impact. We also know that it's helping people's budget. I mean, those who might be regular public transport users are now benefiting from having cheaper fares. So that's a good outcome as well. But yeah, I very much do want to see some more data around how we're performing and what levels of ridership we're reaching.
How much of a commitment of support for public transport have we seen in this budget? Do you think more could have been done, or are you satisfied with the direction of public policy in this aspect?
Well, I think it would be good to see a longer term commitment to reducing fares. And I mean, it's also good that in the budget you've got community services card users will have free, permanent half price. But I think we need that extended to more groups. I've got a particular issue with my constituents on Waiheke where they don't have access to even the half price. And the kids, they're paying the full fare as well. So that's having a real impact, say, on weekends, trying to get back to the mainland for sport and things. There is also funding for infrastructure in the budget. There's funds going towards heavy rail and also developing the Auckland Light Rail. So that's some good news. I think that's the main highlights. Of course, there's also the impact that the climate part of the budget is going to have on infrastructure as well. So there's money there for moving more trips, more travel onto into EVs. I think that's been a big part of it.
Do you think that the half-priced fares could become a permanent subsidy, as many have been calling for?
Well, that's absolutely what we'd like to see, is a longer-term commitment.
To what degree do public transport costs affect cost of living, as that's obviously been one of the kind of big talking points lately? Has the reduction of fares alleviated much of the public's concern?
Well, I'm hoping to hear feedback about that and what impact it is having. I mean, it should open up more travel to more people. And I think what we know with Aucklanders that often they don't actually, they're not actually aware of how much availability there is to public transport and the places you can get to and the big improvements that we're seeing. For example, the Northern Busway has been extended. There's a lot more buses travelling around Auckland. So that should, people taking advantage of it should see benefits for their budget.
That was Auckland City Councillor Pippa Coombe talking about transport in the 2022 budget and the half-priced fare scheme.
Have you tried mindfulness? Try mindfulness.
City Counselling on 95 BFM.